Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 19. Conclusion. What I mean by that is a conclusion to this section dealing with suffering, an integral part of the believer's progressive sanctification. The believer grows in grace, often by trials and setbacks and disappointments, even by persecution. So suffering is a vital part of the Christian experience, as we've seen repeatedly through this passage. But then Peter comes to the conclusion, so then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. He's obviously addressing believers. You will suffer. There's no if about it. Oh no, it's certain. Right from the word go, the believer is plunged into a hostile world where the culture is against us. I know in the evangelical world we're breaking all this down, but no, the real believer must face opposition. You will suffer, but you must not suffer as a meddler, a gossip, a thief, a murderer, whatever it is. He spelled it all out. Those who suffer according to God's will suffer for Christ. As a Christian, as he has said in previous verses, according to God's will. Now, all things are according to his will, of course, but according to his revealed will, his command, his promises, his exhortations to us through the apostolic writings. And if we live in accordance with that word, those who suffer according to God's will, they live under God's will. It's God's will that they should suffer, even through their obedience, who suffer according to God's will as they obey that word. Well, they should commit themselves to God their Father, but Peter describes God as the faithful Creator. Faithful. He will keep his word. Creator, almighty in power, nothing beyond him. If he can create life, wisdom, if he can order life and all the circumstances of life, his power and wisdom, is nothing is too hard for the Lord. Is anything too hard for the Lord, we're asked. And the believer should trust this sovereign God who has brought them here. It's not accident, it's not fate, it's not luck, it's not chance, it's not Satan who's done it. Oh yeah, the world lies in Satan's power. I fully know that. The whole world lies in wickedness. But God is in control, and these things are not by luck, but by God's providence. And the believers are trusting God. I'm talking to myself, and we should go on doing good. We should continue in our progressive sanctification. We should continue confronting sinners with the gospel. We should continue in all the life of the ecclesia as Peter has spelled out with mutual edification, instruction, hospitality, and all the rest. And of course, in the face of suffering and disappointment and setback and seeming failure, we go on and on and on again. We have the examples of God's word, Hebrews chapter 11. We have the examples of men like Hudson Taylor, William Carey, who lost all the copies of the Bible's in a fire, and he had to start again translating in all these languages, and so on. It is hard work. It may seem uphill. It is uphill. It's a narrow path, and it is a suffering path. But the believer then, knowing that he's in God's will, commits himself to his God, the almighty, all-powerful, all-wise God, and he continues to do good. Let that be our motto today, our way today. Let this be the way that we walk and live and breathe. May this be for the glory of God, brother and sister. Amen.